We are having a regular check-in with Greg Ruberg on the phone. Greg is the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks again for being here. And let's see, we've had just a lot of action. We do a regular COVID update and have for months, and it was pretty quiet in there for the summer, but now it's not so quiet anymore. Do you want to just give us the, I don't know if I want to call them highlights, but important things to know from the week?
Yeah, so I'll cover today's cases. We're at 168. That was a jump from 159. So we actually had nine more cases happen pretty quickly. So we're starting to see, you know, it used to be about 2.7, 2.8 cases per day. And we jumped up to that 5, 6, 7, and now we're at 9. So, again, these are active cases. So our total number count, we had 27 active cases at last count. I think we're probably pushing around 30 active cases in Lake County now.
So that's up and up and up, like you said. And one thing to note is the rate accelerating, or is it just going up and up and up at a steady rate?
Yeah, it's been fairly steady, you know, kind of predictable, kind of day to day and week by week. But we're seeing some pretty significant increases now, both locally with that higher number, but also some pretty concerning numbers across the state. And some of our neighboring states are in worse shape than we are. But you know, I've got probably this week I've had more questions than I have in a long time regarding testing and the strain on the medical system and the number of ICU beds. And so what I did yesterday was I put together a summary of all of that information of kind of the highlight or the most frequently asked questions, and we posted that on our Facebook page. So that's a great reference if anybody's looking for kind of a comprehensive review of what people are asking about throughout the county.
Okay. And just as a quick summary, is there anything different that you would recommend, or is it the same that we've been speaking to for these weeks of following the social distancing and the masking and the staying away from large groups, et cetera? Is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. You know, as far as the testing criteria and testing locations all of that, that stayed fairly consistent. So that's all outlined there. I think a couple things that really stand out for me or things that concern me is when we look at the cases across the state, you know, we've always, I think for many, many months, we've thought, well, we're very fortunate here in Lake County because our cases have been relatively low compared to, you know, the Twin Cities area or, you know, hotspots in Florida or New York. But what I've mentioned before, too, is we're a very interconnected state from a healthcare perspective. We have a lot of collaboration between hospitals. We're connected with the health department. And when you put a strain on the Twin Cities Hospital, and that extends out to St. Cloud and Rochester and others, it has a direct impact on Duluth, and now it's having a direct impact on Lake County at Lakeview, and I'll kind of explain why. So on Wednesday, Minnesota was in what we call a red alert, and a red alert is really an alert that goes out to stakeholders across the state that help to manage and coordinate medical care, and specifically around ICU beds. It was really concerning. I read a report on Wednesday morning that there were 9 ICU beds in the Twin Cities area that were open and available. That is only 9 for the entire population. So
yeah,
you think about people having heart attacks and strokes and car accidents and falling off ladders and all of those things that could potentially require ICU care, they fill up pretty quickly. And so people will say, well, the COVID numbers aren't that high, so this isn't really a COVID issue. And I keep, you know, my response is, well, it is a COVID issue. We're seeing increased admissions in Duluth, and some major changes happening there. But again, there's some indirect results of COVID. As community spread happens, we have to, you know, change the way we do things, and the medical care gets delayed, and so that's kind of an indirect impact. But there was a prediction that about 98% of ICUs in the metro area were full and have been full. So,
and that's essentially unprecedented, right? I mean, do we have any idea how in any given day on any given year how many beds would be open? Like, what does that compare with?
You know, this is significant. I've been in my role at Lakeview for about 6.5 years, and I have not seen this one time. I mean, it's with the ICU issues. So, and again, I've shared before, we're accepting patients now at Lakeview and Two Harbors from Duluth hospitals to open up another bed there. So that's how I think concerning the situation is. So every day we're saying, how many can we take? And we're at over twice our budgeted census right now. And, you know, we can care for those patients well, and our staff are doing great. But when you think about twice normal, and we're taking patients from Duluth just so we can take an ER patient and transfer them out for a cardiac event or a stroke or something else. So it has a direct impact in Lake County, despite what people will say it's not a big issue here. It is in the medical field.
Yeah, and you've been really adept through the months at helping us understand the interconnectedness of this. I know that I understand it a lot better because of these weekly interviews, Greg, so thank you for that. We have been discussing the idea of stepping back a little bit at the end of our interview and taking a look at the bigger picture. And so we're going to start asking you questions that are more not necessarily directly COVID-related, but certainly health-related. And I think we're going to start by calling it toward a healthier region. And I know that, you know, there's a big emphasis on wellness with the new expansion of the hospital. And let's dive in, shall we?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think it's a timely discussion. You know, prior to the COVID pandemic, looking back 1 or even 2 years ago, our team at Lakeview made a commitment to invest in the health of Lake County. And so we designed our new building around that. That was really the kind of the foundation of the new building, with the community space and conference center space and learning areas. Also, more preventative care, things such as embedding mental health into primary care. And so all of those initiatives that we were doing were focused on more of a slight shift away from the traditional medical model to one around more prevention and wellness. And I think what happened when the pandemic hit, of course, it was really crisis mode. It was planning, trying to respond and make sure that we were prepared to care for what's here today. But I think as we've had time to reflect on what's happening across Minnesota and what's happening across the country, we have a bigger crisis in the U.S. really around health and wellness.
Yeah.
We know that COVID impacts certain demographics and certain groups, you know, much more significantly. We know that kind of underlying conditions have a significant impact on your ability to really fight off COVID or recover, or actually the mortality in the worst case. And so I think the important part of us in healthcare is really to take a step back and think, how can we do this different? We've always been a very transactional in healthcare. It's kind of this legacy model where you get sick, you come in, we treat you, we get you hopefully better, we send you home, and then we don't see you until the next episode or the next diagnosis or next issue. And I think we really need to focus on thinking, how do we invest in our communities differently so that we're addressing things like obesity and diabetes and mental health and high blood pressure and all of those issues, and I think even viruses and pandemics. We need a different approach in America around health and wellness, and it's difficult,
yeah.
But I think we're committed to making that those first steps.
Yeah. Yes. And so so here is a question that's maybe you've already partially answered it, but clearly COVID is a virus that has lethal potential, but viruses have always been in and around us as a microorganism among the millions of other microorganisms inside our bodies. So what long-term lessons can we learn from this virus about our microbiome and the importance of all the good microorganisms in us? And maybe this really is asking you the question, you know, in your ideal world, what kinds of study and research could emerge from this marathon stint with the pandemic? Can we simply fight disease organisms like foreign invaders, or do we need a different approach? And I know you've already begun to answer that, but any other thoughts would be welcome.
Well, so one of the things I would start is, this is something I'm learning a lot more about. I love to learn new things that I don't understand well. I kind of dive into and read and look at all these different sources. And this is one of those topics I think that will fit my role as a hospital administrator, but also somebody that's promoting wellness within our hospital and clinic. You know, I think when you look back, you know, kind of the initial thought was we can really declare war against viruses and bacteria, and we can wipe them out with antibacterials and antibiotics and all these kind of things. And, you know, when you talk about the microbiome, I think it's, and I'm not an expert, I'm certainly learning, but I think, you know, we need to learn from things like pandemics, because it's probably pretty likely that we're going to have another one in the future, whether it's 5 years out, 10 years out, 30
right.
years out, or 100 years out, we don't know. But we need to figure out strategies to really address this. And I think the medical industry plays a role, but I think also there's natural remedies, there's health and wellness, there's mental health. And the thing I always come back to is this: the human body in kind of this state of inflammation. I've been reading a lot about this. My background as a physical therapist is certainly relevant to this. But, you know, I think about all of the diseases that research has shown that it's correlated to chronic inflammation in the body. You know, and I think certain viruses, they can take a hold really quick in somebody that's unhealthy. And they can be unhealthy from a blood sugar standpoint or a weight standpoint or an inflammatory standpoint. And so kind of looking at that bigger picture is, how do we address that? When I was treating patients, we saw people that were in, you know, chronic inflammation and were miserable, and pain and fatigue and all of those kind of things. So it certainly plays an important role.
Yeah, and it seems like in a very well-intentioned fight to, we all know the miracle that antibiotics were when they first arrived, and the pain that they have mitigated, for sure. Like, not to downplay that, but that has dampened our microorganisms in our own body or created new kinds of chronic issues that lead to inflammation. Is that, I think, kind of what you're saying?
Yes, and I think that's a great example. I think, as you know, working in healthcare, the thought before was, if you have, you know, a certain infection, antibiotics will take care of it. And so we've overused those over the years. We've all read about this. We've all seen this. And as a hospital and a clinic, we're much more aware of how much we prescribe antibiotics and for how long and for what type of conditions. And then we also want patients to follow the instructions, to use them correctly, because that also has a negative impact if you don't. And so I think they're always going to play an important role in some conditions, but I think we have to get away from relying on them for more, you know, blanket or broader type of issues. And again, there's things that are natural, and exercise and other kinds of things that can help some of these conditions.
Right. And if you think of all the money, time, research that goes into even just to prepare for the next pandemic, like, is the question going to be, do we have enough beds? Or is the question going to be, how robust are our immune systems by the time we have another sort of rise to the surface crisis like this?
You know, and the one thing that's been really surprising to a lot of people around this pandemic is we focused the majority of our effort on hospital beds and equipment, so stuff that we could have in the hospital to care for a patient. What we quickly found out in areas like New York and larger cities was the stuff was great to have, but if you don't have the staff to care for the patients, you really can't make much of an impact. And I think I also go back to thinking about the health and wellness of our healthcare employees.
Right.
You know, we're a high-risk group because it's high stress, it's long hours, it's exposure to all of this stuff, and we need to be as healthy as we can be to care for others. So, again, I think it goes back to reinforce that health and wellness is important for caregivers, but also for patients and kind of the bigger picture.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Greg. That's very helpful to think and be talking about, and I hope this is a conversation that we'll have again, with many different angles and perspectives. And I would also offer to listeners to please call in or email in if you have specific questions or, you know, areas that you're interested. Maybe you want to learn more about alternative kind of healing things that happen in our county, or maybe you want to start one up yourself. I think all those voices are welcome into this conversation. And Greg, I really appreciate you being here for that as well.
Yeah, and the final comment I would make, I think that's a great idea, is we're going to need a lot of different stakeholders in the county to make an impact. It cannot be it can't be public health alone. It can't be the hospital and clinic alone. It can't be other groups. We have to share ideas, collaborate, and come up with a strategic approach for the county. So
right.
I think that's great.
It cannot be imposed from the outside. It's got to be ourselves that see the need and create this. Maybe that's one of the hardest lessons of all of COVID is the medical system is amazing, but it can't save us from ourselves either.
Right.
We're part of it too. All right. Well, thank you so much, Greg. We'll talk to you again next week.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, doing our weekly COVID-related update. And back to our regular programming.